Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Dutch Central Bank has issued an unprecedented warning to citizens to consider keeping cash at home. The geopolitical tension between West and East has meant that the risk of cyber attacks against digital services has increased substantially. Joining us for more on this is Owen Keary, who's founder of EdgeScan. Owen, if this was a tabloid newspaper saying fear for digital payments, keep your cash at home, you might be able to dismiss it. Coming from a central bank, this is extraordinary.
Indeed, it is. Hi, Anton. It's pretty much the reality is that these types of attacks have increased by about 50% since 2023. And these types of attacks are generally what could be generally used by nation states or cyber criminals to disrupt services. And that's what the banks are seeing.
And is the threat that the cyber attack gets at your account and wipes it to zero or wipes the record of it, or simply that it disrupts the capacity of banks to provide service and therefore you can't access money for a while?
I think it's primarily the concern is the availability, the service piece. It's the prevalence of denial of service attacks. A denial of service attack is something which is used to overwhelm a system, a network, something the bank may use to transact payments, card payments, billing systems, etc., maybe even the ATM network. And the banks are seeing a large uptick in terms of these things called hyper-volumetric events. What we're talking about is very, very, very large amounts of traffic being pushed against maybe an individual bank in order to disrupt payment systems, transactional systems, etc. So it means that people won't be able to withdraw money, pay bills, et cetera, et cetera.
And what's interesting in what the Dutch Central Bank had to say was that they felt that given the open nature of the Dutch economy, that they might be more exposed to it than some other nations. I would have thought if that's the case with the Dutch, it's very much the case with us as well.
It is. In recent weeks and months, we're aware of local financial institutions facing similar attacks. The problem is that with the current, global situation, shall we say, it's becoming more and more prevalent. And it's around sort of the idea of disrupting society. In many cases, the idea of ransomware and extortion, that's how you would, you would sort of get money or you would blackmail somebody. It's a much easier way to do it. Denial of service attacks are very much around the idea of disrupting service, causing civil unrest, disabling social infrastructure, shall we say. So it's much more, I think, insidious than cyber criminality in many cases.
So this is nation states that are doing it?
It's probably or sponsored by nation state actors. Yeah. We can't be sure that the idea of these denial of service attacks is they're distributed. Organizations would have thousands, if not millions, of zombie machines, which are used to point at an individual target and then blast the service with lots of traffic. But there are much easier ways to extort from a cyber criminality standpoint. There are much easier ways to extort businesses rather than using denial of service attacks.
What about the broader threat beyond denial of service, because so much of modern money is digital and processed digitally. Is there a risk to the overall security of that system?
I think there's risks to every system. If it's digital, it's vulnerable. But in effect, you know, the banks and the cyber teams within those organizations are always keeping their toes. They're always doing their best. I think something which will affect smaller businesses individually are certainly things like ransomware attacks, etc. But even things like blockchain and Bitcoin and crypto are vulnerable to such attacks. So if it's digital, it's vulnerable. I tend to veer on that side, but I don't mean to be alarmist in saying that. It's just the way things have evolved.
So if we are to take the Dutch Central Bank's advice and keep cash for the rainy digital day, how much cash should we be keeping?
I would say it's probably a couple of hundred euro. I think a lot of people don't have cash in their wallets anymore. I certainly, you know, sometimes when my kids ask me for a few bob, I may not have the hard currency in my wallet. So a couple of hundred euros so people can pay, you know, for their groceries or for parking or whatever they need to do.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
But I think overall the probability of banking infrastructure being affected is certainly much higher than it was a couple of years ago.
Presumably that has a logistical challenge for retailers as well, because if they overnight suddenly click into 100% cash, having been probably 80 or 90% digital, all of the kind of systems of cash transfer, of lodgement, of late night drops, all of those things are very hard to ramp up quickly.
I'd agree with that. I wouldn't see the disruption being lasting for longer, if it did occur, for longer than a couple of days, which would be pretty bad, you know, to be honest, even a couple of days. In many cases, these things can be mitigated within a couple of hours. But in saying that, you know, never say never. I think it would be fair, particularly around Christmas time, etc., to have some hard currency. But again, I wouldn't be on the side of being alarmist here. I think that the central bank is saying that this could happen. The probability of it happening is certainly higher than it was ever before. And maybe just to be aware to have some cash in your pocket.
When denial of service attacks do occur, how long do they tend to have an impact?
It would depend on the organization. I think one of the problems with sort of contemporary denial of service attacks is they're getting very, very big. You're looking at like 1 billion packets per second. So that's a terabyte of data. And not to get too geeky and techy about that, that's the equivalent of sending a system, maybe the text of 1 million books per second into a system to try and overwhelm it. To try and mitigate that can be difficult. There are most financial institutions would have a solution to try and lock this down and get rid of the illegitimate traffic or the attack traffic, but also maintain the legitimate traffic, the actual, you know, the proper traffic. It would normally take a couple of hours, but depending on what they've done, there are legislations like DORA, which is a very strong European digital operations legislation, which should force organizations to be a bit more aware and invest a little bit more in technology to mitigate against these types of attacks.
But when we're talking about a distributed denial of service attack, it is something that effectively overwhelms and distracts the system from being able to deal with its normal job. It's not something that infects it and destroys it. So once the attack ends, normal service can resume.
That's true, but I think the reality, there's a couple of rather interesting aspects of the growth of these types of attacks. Firstly is if you have a refrigerator, a washing machine, a cooker that's Wi-Fi enabled, those types of things are actually being used in these attacks at your knowledge, right? So, which is quite interesting. So,
your fridge can be used to attack a bank.
Yes. Indeed, yeah. So lots of technology out there is Wi-Fi connected, and lots of it is insecure, and those types of systems can be hijacked and be added to what we call a botnet, and in effect, it will be one of a million devices which will be woken up and in effect told to start to send traffic to a target. The other thing, which is a challenge, is that the ability to rent the infrastructure to do this, on the dark web, shall we say, it can be as little as $10 an hour to rent this type of technology. So you can, if you have Bitcoin, you can rent an infrastructure, a denial of service infrastructure, for about $10 an hour and point it at whoever you wish. So it is very available.
So this isn't individuals in a room somewhere with a computer that are attacking the bank directly. This is individuals in a room with a computer somewhere that is causing people's fridges, PCs, phones, whatever it might be, to the owner, to get active and start bombarding the bank.
Yeah, if it's smart, it generally can be taken over. It doesn't mean all smart devices will be taken over, but there's lots of Wi-Fi enabled cheap devices we have in our houses now, which haven't been, they don't get patched, they don't get maintained, and they are vulnerable. It can be an individual, or it could be a nation state. It can be organized. It can be hacktivism. It can be sort of, some sort of idealist, or as I said, it can be cyber criminals as well.
A lot of people are texting about the other risk that comes with this. If you have a central bank like the Dutch Central Bank recommending that people keep cash at home, is that not, as one text describes it, music to burglars' ears?
I wouldn't, cash at home doesn't mean stuff your mattress, my view. My interpretation of it is have some cash. So if things sort of go, if things go AWOL for a couple of days, people can still buy their milk, their groceries, and pay for some diesel for their car. I wouldn't go as far as it's societal collapse, so you need to have thousands of dollars in your house. I think it's more of around the idea that have a few quid in your pocket in case something like this happens. And it's really due to the probability of this is higher than it ever was, to be honest.
Owen, thank you very much. That is Owen Keery, who is founder of EdgeScan. Now, on the subject of cash.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.